This meeting next Friday, it has been organised by the community itself. It's really a grassroots campaign. It's not something that I've been involved in setting up. It's not something that's had any sort of political involvement so far. And while I think it's important that people on the council, politicians, get behind the campaign, it's really important that it's led by the community and takes a form that they think is appropriate.
Is Medway is probably quite famous for its festivals, isn't it? Obviously, we have the ones that are here year in, year out with Dickens and what have you. But new ones have been added to the calendar, especially this year with Medway 20 celebrations. Do you think perhaps that would have been an ideal time to add a Pride event to the list?
In Rochester alone, we've got Sweeps Festival, Dickens Festival, Castle Concerts, Medway Mile, Medieval Merriment. We've got Christmas Lights, we've got Christmas Market, we've got Dickensian Christmas, but that's all very important for the tourist industry, and I absolutely accept that. But there's very much a focus on Medway's past, and I'm very clear that we need to also celebrate Medway's present and look forward to its future.
Obviously, there's a much bigger student population in Medway now than there ever used to be. Do you think maybe that would help to push this through to an event that actually does happen?
I think that it can only be helpful in terms of bringing an even wider demographic. You know, it's important that these festivals that we support in our community reflect all parts of the community. I mean, I voiced my support for the idea of a Medway Pride Festival on social media, and actually, although the vast majority of the responses were very positive, I did have people suggesting that, you know, this is outrageous. Why would we celebrate one part of the community over another? Well, I think that I've made clear from the list of festivals we already have that we have events which celebrate the community at large, but I think it's really important that we also recognise the struggle that marginalised communities have, and that's something that a Pride event is very important for, but also we must remember that a Pride event is totally inclusive. It's not just for people from the LGBT community, it's something that welcomes anyone who's prepared to support equality, whatever its form. And, you know, the only people who aren't welcome at these events, I would say, are bigots.